Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, after a weekend where we saw three potential terrorist attacks, bombings in New York City and New Jersey, and a stabbing in a mall in Minnesota. Alan, these kinds of acts just continue to happen.
David, as we know, ISIS has put out a call and said people should go out and just do damage. Now, what this means to so many of us is that terror is around, no question about it. However, there will be some, like Trump and others, who say, as long as that exists, you know, we're talking about needles in haystacks here. This takes one. Nobody should be allowed in the country. We should, in fact, shut them down. We should not take Muslim folks into this country. And that, to many of us, is just wrong. Nevertheless, there has to be heightened security. There has to be a lot of work done so that if there are people out there who mean harm to the citizens of this country, we find them and we get them and we put them in jail, or we take them and put them in a mental institution. I don't care what it is, but they have to be segregated from the population. And that doesn't mean everybody, of course. That's ridiculous. But it does mean that whatever security forces we have to do this kind of work. Look, we go back to the wrongful act of putting all Japanese into prison camps, basically, and then finding that that was really just so incredibly unfair. That's where the Trumpians and others would take us in this country. And we learned in the Second World War that that was wrong, and we should remember it now.
What, if any, do you think impact something like this has as we're in the midst of a presidential campaign?
Well, I do think that this plays into Trump's hands. This is exactly what he's been saying. I frankly expected it right from the beginning. I'm not making any accusations, but I am saying that this is clearly helpful to Trump.
From there to the Electoral College, Alan, in the presidential election, the headline from the Times, sure, Trump has the momentum, but his prospects for 270 electoral votes are still dim.
Well, you know, the Times and their analysts have been saying this from the very beginning, and yet every day we see their upshot and other columns indicating that Trump is gaining every day. Now, you have several weeks to go, and it is certainly possible that in that time it will tighten to the point where it becomes 50-50. David, the national polls are indicating it is 50-50 if you just add up every vote. So now the Clintonites and others are saying what we need to do is to remember that these battleground states are everything, and even there, the polls are coming closer and closer together. It is extraordinary to me that it is this close, but it is. And I think that everybody who's involved in this race better know it.
To the state of Florida, Alan, where a news analysis finds that Hillary Clinton is struggling despite her advantages, vastly outspent Mr. Trump on TV ads and far more campaign offices than he does. Trump also deeply unpopular among Hispanics. Still, the article says Hillary is struggling.
Well, she is. You know, you have to be able to be for somebody. The issue with Barack Obama was that everybody sort of projected into him their own values. He was a clean slate. Everybody said, okay, this is what he must think. And he became a hero to many. It was a positive campaign because people liked them. In Hillary's case, that isn't true all across the board. There are a lot of people who like her. There are a lot of people who don't. And as a result of that, you could open up a million campaign offices, but if the message and the messenger are not positive enough and there aren't a good reason to do it, it doesn't matter how many campaign offices you have.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thanks as always.
And thank you, David. Last night we went to see Snowden. What a great flick that was. I don't care that so many people in this country don't like the fact that he gave out the secrets. But if he hadn't given out the secrets, we really wouldn't have the slightest idea of what was going on in national security and how extensive it was and how our civil liberties potentially were curtailed. We know that because President Obama has curtailed some of the things that NSA and CIA were doing. I recommend that everybody go see this film.